This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I love starting each day with you by opening the Bible and just hearing what God has to say to us, because my own life has been so deeply shaped by this daily time with God, and I know yours will be too. Well, we listen to God to let Him inform our lives. And today we want to continue what we started yesterday, talking about this Christian word, sanctification, and what it means for us. And we saw that to be sanctified means to be made holy, and holy means that you're different, you're set apart because of your connection with God. And this is what the Apostle Paul says when he writes to the Philippian church in the New Testament of the Bible. He says, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." That is, Paul says, you guys have been praying for me, encouraging me, supporting me, and I'm so grateful to God for you. You've become such dear friends. He goes on to say in verse 6, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Well, this is the way God works in us. Sometimes we think about our own lives, or maybe you think about a Christian you know, and you say, well, you talk about sanctification and being made different because of what God does in someone's life, but I know a Christian and they don't seem different at all. They're just as bad as everyone else. Or maybe as a Christian, you get discouraged and you say, I want to be growing spiritually. I want to see more of a difference in my life, but I'm frustrated because I still struggle. Well, here's what Paul says. "I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ, the day when Jesus returns." So God has started something in you. That moment when you turn in faith to Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness and new life that He offers, something changes in your very nature. God does something in your spirit, in your being, and now you're in relationship with Him. God matters to you. You want to live a life that is honoring to Him and pleasing to Him. You love Him, and yet you struggle and are frustrated. And here's the great promise: God is not done with you. When you put your faith in Jesus and you start that new relationship with Him, yes, some foundational things start to change in your inner being, but that's not it. It's not then up to you to somehow become the person you ought to be. You need to continue to go to God and say, God, I can't, but I know that you can change me, and I invite you to do that. He who began a good work in you, He who forgave you at the beginning, He who gave you a new start, He's going to keep working in your life. But you have to keep coming to Him and inviting Him and saying, God, I'm struggling with this. I can't seem to overcome it. I know that you are able to overcome this as I look at your life in the Gospels. And so I just call on you. Please live your life in me. Change me. Work in me. And if you know someone who's a Christian and you get frustrated sometimes because they're not this perfect person, just recognize this. You're right. They're not perfect. They're forgiven by God. And now they're in this process of being made new in their relationship with Jesus Christ. If you sense a need in your own life for healing and the repair of the brokenness that you see in your own life, I encourage you to turn to Jesus. God wants to sanctify you. That's not some weird Christian term. It's a beautiful description of the way God wants to change you and make your life different than it has been and different than the world around you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.